had this game been in Salt Lake, I assure you all of the flights, like you saw, to Memphis would have been sold out. But plus, you would have seen a lot of people, I think, on the road up there to Salt Lake City. Right now, Nevada is playing in Salt Lake City with we'll get you an updated score on that. But, you know, they got the advantage of playing so close to home. Not the case for the Lobos, but they're not going to complain about anything. Joining us now is the play-by-play voice for the Lobos on the radio, Robert Portnoy. You'll hear him tomorrow on KKOB Radio. And so am I right, Rob? Nobody complaining, you know, about going to Memphis. Everybody's just kind of happy they are in. And to quote Richard Pitino when asked about him having to win against San Diego State, I don't care, and it sounds like Lobo fans don't care either, and they're out there in droves, I'm assuming, Rob.
Yes, and yes, and yes. great to be with you, Joe, and you're absolutely right. Lobo fans travel, and it doesn't matter how far they have to go, and that is proven again for this trip to Memphis. Great city, by the way. Love Memphis, and yes, New Mexico is pumped to be in the tournament. There would have been complete heartbreak, Joe. There is no doubt. Had the Lobos, say, lost a nail-biter in the final against San Diego State, and the committee, as it looks like it might have, based on the seedings, left New Mexico out of the dance, it would have been just a crestfallen community. There's no question about it. Going into the tournament, the Lobos kind of felt like, you know, one more quad one type win out of the quarterfinals would probably be enough, and then you get the second win in the semis, and you think, oh, that's got to do it, but let's go ahead and finish it, and they finish it, they get the automatic qualifier, and I guess the field was pretty crowded in the committee's eyes, because it looks like they might not have been in, but that doesn't matter anymore. They've got a great matchup with Clemson, and so excited for midday tomorrow to get this thing rolling.
All right, well, obviously you're traveling with the team, you're going to all the walkthroughs, the practices, and, you know, one thing about going to the NCAA tournament, you know, you're each team is going to get a charter to go to the games, and I know the men's and women's teams chartered to a number of games this season, but take us into what it was like to be on this charter, and I'm sure a number of Lobo faithful are on the flight, and it just has to be a blast to be in that plane with the Lobos getting ready for March Madness, Rob.
Unbelievable. It's just a great experience. So lucky to have been able to do it the first year as the voice of the Lobos. Never thought it would take 10 years for New Mexico to get back to the dance. And, Joe, it's just an amazing experience. There's no other way to put it. It's a big jet. Like, I mean, it's the standard, same size as, like, your standard regional Southwest Airlines jet. It was packed with team, staff, as you said, fans. It's just an amazing thing from top to bottom. The NCAA, for all of its shortcomings, can sure put on an event. This is first class, you know, from front to back. And today's a spectacular day. The day before starts with media. You get to the FedEx Forum. They have two players. They had Mashburn and Dent together with the media. Then Coach Pitino took questions. Then the Lobos get their open practice, their shoot around on the floor in the FedEx Forum. That is so much fun because it's a very loose atmosphere. Because it's wide open to the public, you have fans watching. They don't do anything significant. They're not going through any game plan stuff, none of that. It's just a simple shoot around, you know, some drills, things like that, but nothing significant that would give away a game plan. So the atmosphere is just awesome. And then from there to a local college, a small college here in town called Rhodes, and that's where the actual practice happened after the open practice, and that's where they got down to business and started going through Clemson sets and working on what they thought they might see from Clemson defensively and you know, locking on Clemson's best players and things like that. It's just so privileged to be around it, Joe. I can't even tell you.
All right. So speaking of Clemson, obviously, you know, you got your stuff ready for tomorrow's game. Is there anything that you know, the thing that jumps out to me was how difficult their non-conference schedule was, and they did so well in that non-conference schedule. We're 10-10 in their last 20 games, but that's kind of an overview. Are there some nuts and bolts of this Tigers program that, you know, is catching your attention?
Well, the first thing is what you said. The non-league schedule was brutal, and they had some terrific wins. They drummed Boise back in November at home at Little John in Clemson. They went on the road to Tuscaloosa in the ACC-SEC Challenge. They beat Alabama when they were ranked. They have a win over a tournament team in TCU in Toronto. They went into Chapel Hill in league play and won back in February by 4. And they lost by 1 to Duke at Cameron in January. This is a really, really good ACC basketball team. That's the best thing to say about it. It's what you would expect. They have the big backcourt that will give the Lobos trouble. They have a pair of really good front court players that are going to challenge, you know, both Nelly and JT. It's a team that has a chip on its shoulder too, Joe. They felt like they should have been in the dance last year. They had 23 regular season wins. They had 14 wins in the ACC. That's the most they've ever had in their program's history in that league, and they got snubbed. So they're walking into this eyes wide open. The Lobos have their hands full, but there's a reason New Mexico's a slight favorite. It's a matchup that New Mexico can handle, and it's going to be a fantastic game.
Really looking forward to it. I know we all are. Lobo fan everywhere is. We're talking to Robert Portnoy, voice of the Lobos, live from Memphis here on Team Talk ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So, Rob, you know, you talk about how fun this whole experience has been, winning the Mountain West Championship, now being in Memphis, the anticipation building for this game. Going back to the 4 days in Vegas, did you see a team that was just having fun? I mean, we saw the pressure maybe getting to these guys. They know the slip up against Air Force. They know what that may have done, and maybe playing a little bit tense after that against Boise. Did you see a team that was just able to let loose in Vegas and just bring the best out of itself?
I'll go farther back, Sam. The Air Force loss was so damaging, and Coach talked about a hangover that kind of left them in a funk, and I think that's accurate. Coach Pitino was dead on with that. But when they played without Mashburn, who was sick back in the hotel, in Logan, with everything in front of Utah State, the solo, you know, they had a chance with that win, which they did, of course, to secure their first ever outright Mountain West Championship. The Lobos played their tails off. They played free. They played unencumbered. And they played a phenomenal game, and they almost beat Utah State in Logan. Logan is a place where that team only lost once all year. So that's where it started. And I'm not going to say that what you said as much as what I saw in Vegas was a focus, a clarity, a determination. They were so locked in, Sam. They didn't play with pressure. They just knew that this was their chance. This was their last best opportunity. And with each win, they were stacking another chip. And each one of those gave them a better and increasingly better chance to make the NCAA tournament. And whether they thought they had done it with the quarterfinal win over Boise, or they were certain they had done it with the semifinal win over CSU, they knew that they could do it with the finals win over San Diego State, and they never took the foot off the gas.
And trying to keep that going now, trying to keep that foot on the gas all the way to Clemson tomorrow. Tip-off just after 1 o'clock Mountain Time on True TV. You go through those games, and those were not the most favorable matchups that we saw for the Lobos during the regular season. So, I mean, certainly when that focus is there, we've seen the ceiling for this team and how good they can be, Rob. But whether it was defensively, offensively, using everything together, where did you see that translate the most in games where, by my count, they went 2-4 against those teams in the regular season, and one was Donnie's buzzer beater against Colorado State at the Pit?
It was on the defensive end. There's no question about it. That's what changed over 4 days in Vegas. They got back to playing the kind of defense that put them in the position to make the tournament earlier in the year. And they did it for 4 days. They did it against three of the best teams in the league, three of the six that made the dance. They trailed in that tournament over 160 total minutes of court time, they trailed for just over seven.
Right.
They were leading throughout. They controlled all four games. The largest deficit they faced over 4 days was 4 points in the second half to San Diego State. And, you know, they'd never won three games by double digits in that event ever before. They did that. It was a remarkable performance, and it was all about effort and intensity and focus and energy. They never let up, and I think, you know, that starts with the lightning rod for the team, Jalen House, and the way that he seems to just never, ever tire. And he was still guarding up in guys' faces when the Lobos had a 7-point lead, and it was done against San Diego State. He would not give in. It just fantastic. Amazing effort by the Lobos.
All right, Rob. Well, I'm hoping you're there for a few days, let's put it that way, and you come home Sunday night and they're possibly on to the Sweet 16. But you got to get by tomorrow a little after 1 here, and Robert will be on the call with Hunter Green on KKOB Radio. Thanks so much for your time, Rob.
Hey, great being with you guys. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Sam.